The Hispanic arts movement is bursting with excitement and creativity here in the Triad. In 2010, a group of Latino professionals and artists in Greensboro formed Casa Azul to promote Latin American art and culture and to create a bridge between communities in Guilford County. On Saturday night, February 9th at 7 o'clock, Casa Azul of Greensboro will partner with the recently remodeled gallery and studios of 205 Collaborative at 205 Linden Street in downtown Greensboro for a Noche de Arte y Tango. It's a full evening of Argentinian art, music, dance, and food, and you are invited. Artworks by award-winning Argentinian painter Fernanda Piomonti will be on display and for sale. She'll also be demonstrating her fascinating painting techniques throughout the evening using tar and non-traditional paintbrushes like spoons, rocks, and cloth to create ethereal impressionistic cityscapes, colorful portraits, and more. Board member Claudia Femenias is originally from Santiago, Chile, and she's lived in the Triad since 1997. Casa Azul board member Mariana Pardi was born in Mexico City, and she's been working with the Hispanic community in the Triad since her arrival here 7 years ago. She's an artist herself.
I found fascinating that by using the tar, she creates this dark surface and creates this effect like pollution. In the Buenos Aires series, there is so much chaos in that image, but it really depicts the environment that she was living.
Yeah, from one view, it's almost if she's looking out the window of a building, you can see the smog on the streets, but all the buildings, it's beautiful but suffocating at the same time. It's hard to describe.
But I feel very connected to that type of art because I grew up in Mexico City, so I'm very familiar with the urban chaos. Yeah. I'm almost attracted to that kind of nostalgic, dark chaos feel.
I just found out today, actually, they told me that she got a scholarship, a grant, to go in July 2014 to Paris. So she's going to spend 3 months there painting. So I'm kind of excited to see what is going to come out of that.
And as if this isn't enough, you're going to be surrounded by this beautiful artwork, a demonstration, and tango. Lorena Guillén Tango Duo.
Actually, it all started with Fernanda, and I know she enjoys painting, listening to tango.
One of our board members, Paulo Barata, who's also a great musician, contacted Lorena Guillén, and we just didn't know they were here in town. I told her, where have you been all this time? We've been looking for you. But her and her husband, Alejandro Ruti, they performed together, and they have played all around the U.S. in very important venues.
Great art, wonderful live tango music.
And dancers.
Dancers as well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're bringing in some tango dancers?
Some
it's
tango
gonna be
dancers.
A milango?
Una milonga.
Milonga.
Una milonga. Yeah, it actually is going to be a little bit of a milonga there, too. So it is an Argentinian night.
And as if that's not enough, great food. What's on the menu?
Empanadas.
Argentinians empanadas, of course.
You've got to have your empanadas.
Yeah.
Describe an empanada.
An empanada will be the American version of a turnover.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
but what's on the inside?
In each country, it's different. Argentinians has a great dough, very flaky, and the inside will be meat and different spices. We have vegetarian, of course, and we found a lady that makes Argentinian empanadas. She's from Argentina, so networking. Mm-hmm. So we'll have a variety of that alfajores, which is a sweet kind of dessert pastry.
Casa Azul board members Claudia Femenias and Mariana Pardi, their Noche de Arte y Tango with authentic Argentinian art, music, dance, and food is Saturday night, February 9th at 7 o'clock in 205 Collaborative at 205 Linden Street in downtown Greensboro. You'll find links to more information at wfdd.org/triadarts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.